It's time for a money-saving pledge drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Financial planner Kevin McKinley is here once again with tips on how to make saving money as painless as possible. And he'll answer your personal finance questions, too. If you have a question for Kevin, our number to be on the air is 1-800-642-1234, or you can send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. But we will also be telling you another number during this hour, as this is our fall membership drive, and we have an extra special pledge drive thank you gift for everyone who makes a pledge today during On Your Money. Let me welcome our guest. Kevin McKinley is a certified financial planner and managing member of McKinley Money, LLC. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Joy.
So tell us about this anniversary edition of 60 Ways to Save at Least 50 Bucks.
Well, that's right. You are definitely going to want to tune in today and to pledge. Not only are we going to provide our valuable information, or at least information, but for anyone who pledges at any level, they will receive a copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, 60 Ways to Save at Least $50. It's one of our most popular On Your Money Mini Money books. We're also going to take calls and emails, talk about some ways that you can help Wisconsin Public Radio or your other favorite charitable organization without technically giving any money.
There we go. And you can make a pledge of any amount you choose to WPR.org, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552. Make a pledge to help pay for Wisconsin Public Radio programming and pick up a copy of 60 Ways to Save at Least 50 bucks. And you will be glad you did. Tell us a little bit more about what people will find in the premium.
Well, if they can take a look at this premium, they can donate as little as $1, any dollar amount whatsoever. They will get a copy of 60 Ways to Save at Least $50. Again, we did this one several years ago, and we've updated it. And to commemorate the 10th anniversary of On Your Money's first airing on Wisconsin Public Radio, we've added 10 more. So there's now 60 ways to save at least $50. We cover all topics: investments, groceries, insurance, car, household, you name it. There's a bunch of tips in there for everyone at every income level. And even if you save just a few via these methods, you could save hundreds of dollars every single year and beyond.
Well, we have, as we always do, Kevin, during On Your Money, because of past spectacular performance, an especially high pledge goal, and it is 280 pledges is the goal for this hour. And you think, is that possible? Well, yes, it is possible, because it's been done before, and you can be one of the now 278 pledges that we need to reach this goal by making your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, we spend a lot of time on spending, Kevin. Why do you think it's so important to financial security?
Well, it's one of the few things that one can control. And, you know, there's certainly a lot of things over which you don't have control in spending, like, you know, food and shelter and health care and education, et cetera. But it's still a lot easier to spend a little less money than it is to make a little more. We just saw a story yesterday about the Social Security payments being bumped up 1.5% for retirees. That's one of the lowest increases in decades. Wages aren't going up a whole lot more, and even people who are trying to invest their money and live off of the interest, they're not getting more than 1 or 2% on their safe money. So the less you spend, it provides you more security. It means that you can invest less aggressively, and it means that you need less money to retire comfortably, which we are going to talk about later in our special segment.
And what is that special segment?
When we reach our goal, not if, but when we reach our goal of, what did you say it was, 28 pledges that we need to know?
A little more than that, 280.
280, of course, 280 pledges. When we reach that goal, we are going to recap our most popular subject. We'll not only go over how to figure out if you're on track to retire, and how much money you need to retire, but then how much you can spend in retirement. And it's a very common sense, very simple way to figure out what is available to spend for you, and no matter the amount of money that you have.
All right, so that is when we reach the goal of 280 pledges. We'll hear that special segment information. We have 275 to go. So we're off to a pretty good start. Five pledges, but 275 to go. Won't you be one of them? Help pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. Every single pledge makes a difference. You can make that pledge online at WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552. Help us reach this goal. Pick up a copy of 60 Ways to Save at Least $50 that Kevin put together, a special pledge drive edition and anniversary edition, 10th anniversary of On Your Money this week. Isn't that great? Happy anniversary, Kevin.
Well, same to you.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to also let listeners know, on Sunday we had a special live pledge drive edition of On Your Money, and we did exceed our goal, which was smaller than today's because we weren't quite sure with it playing on the weekend. It's a rather recent rebroadcast of On Your Money on Sunday mornings from 7 until 8. We didn't know exactly how that was going to go over. We had a goal of 50 pledges on that Sunday morning program. We more than doubled it. And the last time I looked, it was at 110 pledges, Kevin. So isn't that
great? Oh, my
gosh.
Well, thank you very much to those of you who are bored enough to still be listening today after you listen Sunday and pledge. Thank you very much. You know, a lot of people, as we mentioned, Joy, on Sunday, might have a copy of this one from a long time ago, and they might want a copy for themselves. But the way that this is delivered to you, this On Your Money, Mini Money pledge book, 60 Ways to Save at Least $50, it's free to Wisconsin Public Radio. I don't get paid anything to put it together. And it's very easy to deliver because it can be sent as a PDF file directly to your email address. And I've heard several times that people have pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio during On Your Money, received a copy of one of our On Your Money Mini Money books, and then forwarded on to someone for whom they care, who they think they could really use it, especially when it comes to saving money. We know a lot of people who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and they might have kids who are in their 20s or 30s and are really struggling to get by, and it can make a nice little gift to say, hey, you know, rather than just send you money, here's a way that you can probably cut back on your expenses, and hopefully that will help you out.
And make your pledge now to help out Wisconsin Public Radio. You are the biggest slice of our budget pie. You are the most important part of our budget. Make your donation at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. We now have 267 pledges to go to reach that goal. And again, at the end of the hour, when we reach our goal, Kevin will bring us some special information on how much money we can spend in retirement. Kevin McKinley is the managing member of McKinley Money, LLC, a registered investment advisor with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. Kevin does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this program and does not represent that the securities or services discussed are suitable for everyone. Investors should consult with their financial advisors prior to making any investment decisions. So with that being said, Kevin's also here to answer your personal finance questions, as he is each week. And if you have a money matter on your mind, a question for Kevin, you can call 1-800-642-1234. That's the number to be on the air, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. Time now for the On Your Money email bag. A listener named Brad says, with $250,000 as the maximum at an online bank, is it possible to have a second account under a revocable living trust with another $250,000 FDIC insured, bringing the total to $500,000? So another story problem for you, Kevin.
Well, it's not only a story problem, but it's a good story problem to have. It may be possible to do that, but it might not be desirable. The FDIC insurance limits, which also apply to credit unions, it's a different kind of government insurance, but it's still the same philosophy. You can have up to $250,000 per account, but if you have them in different names and generally different Social Security numbers, you can usually exceed that and get a second or third or fourth or fifth set of $250,000 insurance, and as long as you have other kinds of designations like a specific trust.
Why might that not be desirable?
It's about risk versus reward. Even if you can go out and you can find a bank or an online bank or credit union that does pay a higher interest rate, it's usually not very much higher. It might be, you know, a tenth of a percent or less. And most accounts now being the same interest rate, same terms for CDs and money markets, et cetera, you're better off foregoing a little bit of the extra yield and increasing the safety by spreading it among several institutions if you are fortunate enough to have enough savings that might start bumping up against the higher limits. And even if you're not close to that $250,000 limit, let's say you have $100,000, you might still want to put $50,000 in one institution and $50,000 in another one just to be safe. And the paranoid among us out there can take that even one step further.
What's that one step further?
They can just get some cash and tuck it away in a safe place. And it might be a few hundred or a few thousand dollars. There's always going to be issues with the banking system and trying to distribute money and making sure that cash is available, whether it, you know, is electronically via wire or obviously in terms of dollar form. And I've even heard a story in this past week where several banks were increasing their cash reserves so that if there was a concern about the federal government's viability during this week, there would be more cash if people were pulling cash out. And I'm not saying I think that's going to happen or it will be an issue, but sometimes just having a few hundred or even a few thousand dollars tucked away someplace safe doesn't cost you anything to do it because you're not missing out on much interest, but it helps sleep better at night going, okay, if I can't, you know, the ATM machine doesn't work tomorrow morning, I still got some cash, I can buy gas or milk or whatever I need to get.
Kevin McKinley is a certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money, LLC, and this is On Your Money. Kevin McKinley is here each week with information and advice on your money, and he will answer your personal finance questions. Coming up, we'll also talk about charitable giving strategies and when we reach our goal at the end of this hour, our pledge drive goal. Kevin will have a special segment on how much money you can spend when you retire. Talk about how you can figure out if you're on track in terms of saving for retirement and how much you can spend in retirement. That's our special segment, when we reach our goal at the end of this hour. So help us reach that goal. Help pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. And a special thank you gift for a pledge of any amount during this edition of On Your Money. We have for you 60 ways to save at least $50. This is a mini money booklet. It's not a hardbound covered book. It's a booklet. And it has 60 ways to save at least $50. And you can make that pledge and pick up that thank you gift by going online at WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552. We are looking for 280 pledges during this hour, and we have 35 so far, so good start, but not there yet. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley, and this is On Your Money on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is another Pledge Drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with financial planner Kevin McKinley, who is here with some tips on how to make saving money as painless as possible and answers to your personal finance questions. And we also have a great thank you gift for your pledge of any amount during this edition of On Your Money. It's the booklet 60 ways to save at least $50. That's for a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Well, let's take some calls. TJ in Duluth, Minnesota is with us. Hello, TJ.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you for answering my call.
Yeah, go ahead with your question, TJ.
Oh, okay. My question was, I would like to start investing in the stock market, and I'm wondering if I just have, you know, several hundred dollars, you know, under $1,000, if I could buy just a couple stocks from individual companies and just sit on them and hold them, or would it be a better idea to get like a money market fund and just sit on that?
Where would you start, Kevin?
Well, I would start with your actual goals. You tell me what you want to see happen to the money and what you plan on using it for, and that usually will dictate where the best investment place is to start.
Okay, I was just, I was just sitting, you know, I have some money in a savings account, which gets less than 1% interest.
Sure.
And I was thinking just to have the money, just, you know, put the money in somewhere and just let it be there for years. I don't plan on using it or anything, but.
Okay. Are you comfortable with, you know, say, opening up your statement at the end of a particular month and seeing it down 30 to 40%?
With this money, yes.
Okay, you're okay with that. Are you working right now,
yep,
TJ?
This is just money I have to use. I'm not depending on it in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, good. Are you working right now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you max out your at-work retirement plan contribution?
I do not have an at-work retirement plan at all.
But you can open up an IRA on your own, correct?
I could, yep.
Okay, and if you haven't been doing that, TJ, that's one thing I would definitely recommend doing, because making an IRA deposit for yourself, the limit is $5,500 if you're under 50 and $6,500 if you're over. That deposit alone will cut your income taxes about 20 cents to 30 cents for every dollar you put into it. So I would definitely want you to slide that money into an IRA as you see fit. And even if you said, hey, I'm just going to invest this in a money market account for the time being, and then every year I'm going to slide, say, $5,000 into the IRA over 15 or 20 years' time, and then use the IRA money maybe for your higher risk money, because then you'll be dollar cost averaging. You'll be buying more shares of a particular stock or mutual fund, which I would actually rather have you go with than individual stocks. It's pretty tough to pick individual stocks in this market and be happy with it. And you create a lot more risk for yourself with not a lot more upside. So I'd rather have you use like an index fund. Vanguard has some great low-cost ones, like a total stock market one, and then have you, rather than throwing it all into the market as prices are really going through all-time highs, I'd rather have you invest slowly into it. And using that IRA might be the good trick to just say, okay, every year I'm just going to feed another $5,000 into the IRA, which will then be another $5,000 in the market. And then if I'm wrong, you'll still have some money growing in it. But if I'm right and things are closer to the top than the bottom, you'll be glad you hung on to what you had, even though it wasn't making you very much money in interest.
TJ, thanks very much for the call, and good luck to you. And you know, Kevin, it always makes me smile when we do this show, because we do hear from a lot of young people who are calling up and they want to know what to do with their money. They want to be financially secure, and it's just great to hear people who are a lot younger than I was when I started worrying about those things.
So, let me tell you something. A lot of people are a lot younger than we are,
right.
So there's a pretty good chance that anyone who does call in is going to be younger than us.
Right, but I mean, they're getting started and worrying about these things a little earlier than I was. But in any case, learned a lot from this program, and I hope you learn a lot from On Your Money each week. And if so, I hope you will also make a pledge to support this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our fall membership drive, and we are asking for your support. We have a goal of 280 pledges during this hour, and we are on our way, Kevin, 51 so far. So that
fantastic.
Is
fantastic. Thank you very much to those of you who have pledged already, and of those of you who haven't, I'll tell you, as soon as you get near a phone, or you get online. You can go at WPR.org. Do it now, because what happens is, and especially if you're going to be calling in near the end of the hour, we get a huge rush. We probably get, Joy, would you guess, maybe half of our pledges in the last 10 to 15 minutes of the show when we do this, and we're grateful for everyone. But we hear a lot of times people say, I tried to get in, but I couldn't. So if you can do it right now, go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And remember, any dollar amount whatsoever, this is one of the rare times that you can pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, show your support for the program and all the hard work that Joy does to make me look really smart, and you get a premium back. Even if you pledge $1, you get a premium back, 60 ways to save at least $50. And the hope is that you'll go through this, pick out two or three ways that can save you lots and lots of money, even more than you actually pledged into Wisconsin Public Radio. There's no extra cost to Wisconsin Public Radio for this premium, but I'm very glad to provide it to the people who are generous and kind enough to take the time to listen to the show and to support it with their hard-earned dollars.
Yeah, and Kevin is so modest, and he knows his stuff, and he does put together mini money booklets, like 60 ways to save at least $50, as a service to Wisconsin Public Radio. And it is your thank you gift for your pledge of any amount, be it $5 or $5 a month. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And when we reach that goal at the end of the hour, Kevin will have the special segment on talking about how we can figure out how much we can spend in retirement. Let's also share some charitable strategies, Kevin, and let's talk about one of the ways people can help an organization like Wisconsin Public Radio without giving money. What can we do?
Well, one of the easiest ways to do it is if you shop at Amazon.com and you buy anything there, go to WPR.org first. It's a wonderful new redesigned website, very clean, very usable. Find the link on there that is the affiliate link. So if you click on through WPR.org to Amazon.com, whatever you purchase there could provide a percentage back to Wisconsin Public Radio. And it's not a lot in terms of dollar amounts, unless, you know, you're buying, let's say, a Buick on Amazon.com. But every single dollar generates a small percentage back to Wisconsin Public Radio, and the prices are no different. You pay the exact same price whether you go directly to Amazon.com or if you go through WPR.org back to the affiliate here. So it's a really nice way to help WPR.org and still purchase the same things at Amazon.com you would otherwise purchase.
And if you are able to donate a small amount or a large amount, we are doing that during this fall membership drive, asking you to decide how much is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, looking to reach 280 pledges during this hour, and we have 60 on the board so far. So on our way to reach that goal, and these hourly goals are really important. They're set up with the end of the drive in mind. Each hour, we hope to raise a certain amount in listener support, so we have the listener support that we need to pay the bills, and that's why we have these hourly goals. Let's take a call. Joe in Franklin is with us. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Joy and Kevin. A couple of weeks ago, I was half listening to you, Kevin, and that's really a compliment, because normally I only quarter listen to people.
There. Well, thank you.
You had mentioned something about an HSA at retirement being able to be used as a, I don't know, it was an IRA or retirement type withdrawal. Am I correct,
yeah,
or am I just?
Yeah, you're the half that was listening was correct. It people who have an HSA, it's a health savings account, and it's typically when you are working prior to Medicare, or if you just have your own purchased high deductible health insurance policy, you get to put tax deferred money into an HSA, and then pull it out tax free to use for qualified healthcare expenses. Usually that's your deductible. And it's not a use it or lose it proposition. It rolls over every single year until you turn 65. And then at 65, if there is money, any money left in that HSA, you can pull it out for any reason, and you only pay taxes on it like you would an IRA. You can't convert it into an IRA. It stays in the HSA, but you pull it out, and let's say you pulled $10,000 out and bought a Buick. You would it'd be taxed as $10,000 of income, even though you weren't using it for qualified health care expenses. And the reason they did that was to give people some more incentive to use these high-deductible plans and use HSAs, because that will lower their premiums, give a little more freedom over how they spend the money. True, it does mean that they need to shoulder the cost of their health care more, but at least they get a tax break on the deposits, and then they can use it however they want after age 65.
So you're better off, if possible, using it for health expenses, since it would be non-taxable then.
That's correct, and there is a huge roster of expenses, such as not just out-of-pocket health care expenses, but also long-term care premiums and some other things can be used by an HSA on a tax advantage basis. But if you just get to that point and thankfully you still have money left in the account, then it just becomes basically like an IRA, but not an actual IRA. And most people in retirement at 65 have a lower income than they did when they were working, and therefore they're in a lower income tax bracket, so they're probably not going to pay much, if anything, on distributions from the HSA.
All right. Thanks very much for the call, Joe. Good luck to you. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley, Certified Financial Planner, and this is another Pledge Drive edition of On Your Money. And we welcome your personal finance calls for Kevin. Our on-air number is 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. We have 78 pledges counting right now for our goal of 280 pledges. So I'll get that right. We're still looking for 202 pledges. But we can do it, Kevin. I know we can. Our listeners can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make a pledge, and we will send you the booklet that Kevin put together, 60 Ways to Save at Least $50. That's for a pledge of any amount whatsoever. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we're talking a lot about spending today, Kevin. What are some tips and tricks that people can use to painlessly reduce their spending?
I work with a lot of different people in my grown-up job, and some of them make a little bit of money, some of them make a lot of money. One of the things that's common is that none of them want to spend any more money than they absolutely have to. And so I've seen a lot of tricks that these people have put in their lives that have helped them cut down their spending and in a way that they can feel good about it rather than feeling like they're denying themselves something or lowering their lifestyle. And they can start by knowing where it's going. If you can track your spending by writing it down every day, saving your receipts, if you will, track it each week, every month, every year, not only how much you're spending, but where it's going, it's advantageous for a couple of reasons. First of all, when you look at that, that's the first time you might see that, gosh, we're spending, $150 a month on cell phones. Is there a way that we can cut that down? Or we're spending a lot of money on our cable bill. Is there, as we've talked about in the past, can we go to Netflix and save a ton of money every month that way? And you can also monitor your progress to say, gee, a year ago we only spent $100 a week at the supermarket. Now we're spending $130. Is there a reason for that? Or should we look at ways that we can cut it back to what we were spending a year ago? There's a great website out there called envelopes.com. That's M as in Michael, VELOPES.com, that has a really nice way to organize your spending so you can help track it. We'll put that up at onyourmoney.com later on today. And finally, that information you get, whether it's in receipts or in a spreadsheet or just on a notebook page, will help you with the next step to saving money.
And what's that next step?
Pay with cash. When you go through that tracking, you write it all down, you know where all the money's going, then add up what you've deemed the necessary expenses. And as we mentioned, if you're in a committed relationship with a partner, you're fortunate enough to have someone who's been dying to tell you all the ways that you spend money stupidly and would love to see you cut that back. And so once you get down to those necessary expenses, you can carry that amount of cash each week, whether it's $80 or $20 or $200, just carry that amount of cash and use that to spend it. And there was a couple studies that put together a really neat kind of conclusion about how to cut your spending and not only carry cash around, but carry it in large bills like 20s, 50s, and even 100s. And if they're crisp and brand new, people will spend less money than if they're carrying around a bunch of old rumpled ones and fives, or if they're carrying around their plastic. And this is especially true at the grocery store. If you want to know how to cut money at the supermarket, carry your budget in with you in cash, not bring your plastic, and I guarantee you'll know exactly how much you're spending, because you don't want to be embarrassed at the checkout line with people waiting behind you and say, oh, it's more than your dollar amount. So it's a good self-discipline way to limit what you spend at the supermarket.
I can see how that could work, but it's better if they're shiny and crisp and new.
You don't want to give up those clean, crisp bills. Make sure they're real. If dollar is spelled with one L, for example, that's probably not
right.
An actual piece of United States currency.
Well, that makes sense for smaller items or grocery store runs. But what about really big, expensive items? Do I still have to do cash for that?
Well, you can, but then it's better to think of the cost a little differently than not just the price, like this is $500, but how many hours you need to work to purchase this particular item. Let's say you make $20 an hour or $40,000 a year. That's about the median income for most full-time workers in America. And you're looking at making a $500 purchase. You can't decide if it's worth it or you're trying to limit. Think about that. After taxes and deductions from your salary, you probably need to work for a whole week to earn enough money to purchase that $500 item. And if it's still worth it at that point, then great. Go ahead and do it, especially if you can pay cash for it. But if you say, I don't like working for a whole week just to pay for this thing. I'm not going to buy it. It'll help you avoid those larger purchases that you might regret later.
So any other painless ways to save?
Yeah, as we mentioned to TJ before, bump up your retirement savings, especially in your at-work plan like your 401k or 403b, and especially if you get an employer match that you're not getting, which about a third of workers right now are eligible for an employer match to the retirement savings plan, but they are not getting it because they are not contributing to the plan. After the match, and even if you don't have one, you get an automatic tax reduction. Again, about 20 to 40 cents per dollar for every dollar you get into that pre-tax plan. And it's still your money. You don't have to invest it in anything. You can put it in a money market or whatever and keep it safe, but you get an automatic cut in your income tax bill on April 15th of the next year. If you don't have a plan at work or you work at a place that doesn't have one that you like, you still can open an IRA if you want the tax deduction, or a Roth IRA if you want access to the money, and then just have small regular deposits to that IRA or Roth IRA every single month. Most mutual fund providers will let you set up accounts as little as $500 or less, and then you can have $25 a month deducted from your checking account automatically into your IRA, and then you don't have to think about it. You don't have to come up with a big bunch of money on the 15th of April before your taxes are due.
Well, I'm happy to report, Kevin, 100 pledges toward
wow.
that 280 pledge goal. So that's a lot of pledges, but we have just 20 minutes to go in the hour, and the goal is 280. So we're going to encourage you, if you've been waiting for the end of the hour to do this, do it now. Don't wait until the last minute crush. WPR.org. You can pledge online any amount or call 888-202-2552 and pledge any amount whatsoever. And Kevin, we will send the 60 ways to save at least $50 mini money booklet, and lots of saving strategies in this booklet.
Yes, I've even, when I went back through this and re-upped it with a bunch of new ones, plus 10 extra ones to celebrate the 10th anniversary since On Your Money first went on the air on Wisconsin Public Radio. I even thought and said, oh yeah, that's right, we stopped doing that and we should start doing that again. We can save some money that way. But just about every single area of your life, whether it's healthcare, at the grocery store, in the car, around the house, your investments, whatever, there are several different ways you can save $50 or more. And one of the great things about this is you can just pledge as little as $5, $10, $20, get the On Your Money mini money booklet, 60 ways to save at least $50, and the closer we get to that goal of 280, the more likely it is that we'll have time to reveal the strategies that you need to know to not only if you're on track to retire, but then how much you can spend every single month once you do retire.
Yeah, we want to have that special segment, so that's right. Let's get those pledges in now at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552. Your pledge tells Kevin, happy anniversary. Happy 10 years of On Your Money on Wisconsin Public Radio. It also says thanks a lot for all of the great advice and information week after week. really free for the listening. But it does cost money to bring you this kind of service, and you, the listener, help pay for that service. This is listener-supported public radio, and we ask you during this fall membership drive to chip in something. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make a pledge of any amount that you want to, and for every pledge, we will send you 60 ways to save at least $50. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
When I retire, don't want to have to worry. When I retire, I don't want to have to fret.
Well, we'll get some information on what we can spend when we retire, when we reach our goal of 280 pledges. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You are listening to a special pledge drive edition of On Your Money. Certified financial planner Kevin McKinley is here with information and advice on your money. And we are, the pledges are rolling in, 107 pledges so far. Now we still need 173, so let's go. Thanks to Noel from Dousman, who says, I enjoy this show immensely and I learn a lot. Joy and Kevin have great chemistry on the air. Aw, thank you very much, Noel.
Well, I actually, that call was from me. I just, hello, I'm Noel.
Well, thank you, Noel. Anyway,
nice to you, Noel. Thank you.
Yeah, let's keep on getting those pledges in at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge any amount. We'll send you the mini money booklet, 60 Ways to Save at Least $50. That is put together for us by Kevin McKinley. Hey, Kevin, we have an email from Marcia who says, my 84-year-old mother-in-law recently sold a whole life insurance policy in the amount of $65,000 with an annual premium of $8,500. I was livid when I learned about this because I feel she was sold something she absolutely did not need, but it lined the pocket of the agent who sold it for her. Am I correct in assuming that this was not a sound purchase? Why or why not? And then she writes, P.S. Insert gratuitous compliments here about your good looks, amazing intelligence, etc.
Wow. Marcia really knows me. She gets me. Thank you, Marcia. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that. That's usually an unfortunate situation, and it's often someone who, I don't want to say vulnerable, but maybe isn't quite up to speed on all the financial things. You know, cash value life insurance is a very complicated purchase, even when you have all of the information in front of you and understand it. And as we age, of course, it becomes more difficult to understand all those things. But she might have had a good reason to do it. And basically how it's going to work out is that if she passes away before she's paid $65,000 in premiums, it'll be a benefit. And if she doesn't, there probably won't be much benefit to it, too. I'm not surprised at the cost of that, especially for someone who is 84 years old. But it is unfortunate that that in some cases the agents do this not because it's the right thing for the insured, but because the insurance agent needs to make commission. So definitely, if you are, you know, if you have parents or relatives who are older, be very cautious and just tell them, you know what, if you're ever in a situation where you want just a second set of eyes to consider a financial transaction, would you please give me a call? And Marcia could also talk with her mother-in-law and say, why don't you contact the agent and let the agent explain the rationale behind you purchasing this policy. And maybe there's a very good reason for it. Maybe the mother-in-law knew exactly what she was doing and liked it, but it might make Marcia feel a little bit more comfortable knowing what else is going on, especially to make sure that this doesn't happen again in the future if it's not the right thing for her.
All right. Thanks for the email, Marcia. 130 pledges toward the 280 pledge goal. So time for you to decide to support Wisconsin Public Radio and On Your Money with a pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And then we will send you, Kevin, what is it?
It is the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, 60 Ways to Save at Least $50. And just so you know, this is not $50 total out of the 60 ways. It's not, you know, 80 cents per way or something like that. This is $50 each way. So in theory, I'm just saying in theory, according to this Mini Money Booklet, If you could use each one of these 60 ways and save $50 for each one of the ways, that's a $3,000 savings. Now, we offer no guarantees, but I will say that there are a few things in there for just about every person at every stage of life, income, and situation to say, oh, I either forgot that I could do that or I never knew it. So, man, this is a really neat way to save some money. It's always easier to spend less than it is to make more.
Yeah. And again, it used to be 50 ways to save at least $50, but Kevin added 10 more to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of On Your Money. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Just 10 minutes to go in the hour, and we would love to reach this goal of 280 pledges. We are at 141 right now. Let's talk about another way that people can help Wisconsin Public Radio without giving money.
Well, we've got a lot of different ways that we can do this, and another way that people can do it is by donating their vehicle. This is something that was more popular a few years ago, but it's still a very viable way. It doesn't have to just be your old junker. It can be, you know, any kind of machinery. You can go to WPR.org, and there's a special process set up there where you can get your vehicle appraised, get it assessed, and then donate it, and then it's sold. And you can possibly even get a tax deduction for it, but it's a lot easier to do this and get the tax break than it is often to, you know, put an ad on Craigslist or try to trade it in to a dealer who really doesn't want the vehicle anyway if you're buying a new one. But if you've got something you're trying to, you know, figure out a way to get rid of that rust bucket, this can be a really great way to do it and know that your old vehicle is supporting the programming that you love. And again, you can go to WPR.org for more information on that. Or if you want to call and pledge right now, go to WPR.org or go to 888-202-2552. Just a few minutes left to get the 60 ways to save at least $50 on your money mini money booklet.
Well, I did donate my past vehicle to the vehicle donation program, and it was really nice to get a letter saying thank you very much. I think about $10 came. No, it was a little more than that.
But that was just the change that had fallen behind the seat.
Right,
but still,
exactly.
Still, yeah. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, and I want to thank Ben and Naomi from Madison, who say we are proud to make our first ever donation to Aww. Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you, Ben and Naomi. We've been listening to WPR since we were children. As recent college graduates with our first real jobs, we finally have a little money of our own to give back. Thank you for all the years of fantastic programming, and here's to many more. Wow, that's so nice, Ben and Naomi.
That is really nice. This is how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, and that's the way it does work. We listener support, that's the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. And we hope you can help support Wisconsin Public Radio and show your appreciation for On Your Money with a pledge of any amount. You get to decide how much to pay to get this kind of information and advice each and every week. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know what? I was just reminded that not only will you get 60 ways to save $50 with each and every pledge, with each and every pledge on today, any amount will also enter you into the iPad drawing that we have going on, Kevin. How could I forget that? So you'll get the mini money booklet, and your name will be tossed into a hat, and someone will win an iPad.
It's now, from a legal standpoint, is it an actual hat?
Yes.
It is. Okay, there's a lawyer and an accountant sitting there with a hat, looking very, very dour and very official, just sitting there going, and the people are generally just tossing a little name into the hat.
I'm going to make sure literally. It is. It'll have to be a very big hat because we've had a lot of pledges, so that's...
Yes, we have. Keep them coming, people. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And for any dollar amount, you get the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, 60 Ways to Save at Least $50. And you get your name thrown in the drawing to potentially win an iPad, which is still worth several hundred dollars, and even at the lowest cost model. And if we do reach our goal, and when we reach our goal of 280, sooner or later we are going to go over all the retirement figures that you need. So just stepping up, pledging a little bit of money helps us get closer to that 280, and then we can talk about how much you need to save for retirement, how well you're doing so far, and more importantly, what you can spend once you actually do reach retirement. And finally, if we do get to that 280, I don't have to clean out the coffee machine in the WPL break room, so I really appreciate being absolved of that.
Yes. I won't yell at Kevin. And oh no, we have 5 minutes to go. We have 5 minutes to go, and we have we still need about 100 pledges, Kevin.
So we can do it.
I think that this can be done, and I think that people can also pledge through the news. That always happens because it is that last minute rush to the phones right now or to the computers at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552. Pledge any amount and you will be entered into the iPad drawing, and you will receive the 60 ways to save at least $50, the special mini money booklet that Kevin has put together as your thank you gift for a pledge of any amount this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. But I want to ask you, Kevin, if we don't have the 280 on the screen in, say, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, do we hold off on the special segment?
I think we go long into the next hour. No, we can't do that. But what we will do, assuming we get to the 280, which I know we will because I know a lot of people are pulling into work right now and they don't have a chance to get to a computer or phone, and we don't want you to pledge while you're careening down the highway at 70 miles an hour. So if that's the case, just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and tell them that you want to pledge during On Your Money, even if it's after the hour, and you'll not only be able to get the mini money booklet, 60 ways to save at least $50, but then the next time we're on the air, we will go over all of the ways to save for retirement, how to know if you're on track, and then most important of all, how to know how much you can spend once you actually are retired.
That makes sense. That's fair. All right. So we're going to keep on, though, requesting your pledges at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 so we can reach this goal of 280 pledges. A really, really lofty goal for pledges, but that's because this show has, you've supported this show to that extent in past pledge drives. So we will send you the 60 ways to save at least $50 for your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we will also enter your name into the iPad drawing. So a chance to win an iPad and for sure chance to get the 60 ways to save at least $50. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 89 pledges to go, Kevin.
Oh, we're getting so close. Please, people, if you've ever had a bit of information given to you during this show, and we say, oh, I did not know that, or I hadn't thought about it that way, or that was helpful. That was free information that you receive. We're very glad to provide it for you. That's part of the service of Wisconsin Public Radio. But we also want you to come back to us and say, okay, you're right, I did learn a little bit about reverse mortgages or Roth IRAs or 30-year mortgages or long-term care insurance, or let's see, what are some of the more esoteric subjects we've covered? Netflix, how to save money on your cable bill, all of those things. Please step up, show your support. Any dollar amount gets a copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, 60 ways to save at least $50, but you have to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now.
Yeah, and we have just a minute to go, and we've reached 200 pledges. That is fantastic. I just want to say thank you so much if you have already pledged. But if you haven't, help us reach this goal, and you can continue to call through the news. We're going to reach this goal with your help. And then the next time that Kevin is with us, we will go over those retirement figures. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I think we have time for a website of the week if we have one, Kevin.
All right, let's hear it. We've talked a lot about life expectancy. If you want to know how long you may live, go to livingto100.com. Or Northwestern Mutual Life, the Wisconsin-based insurance giant, has a calculator as well. Very helpful, and it can help in your planning, not only in saving for retirement, but spending for retirement. And we'll have those websites up at our website, onyourmoney.com, later on today.
And we are giving Kevin a week off next week. So
and the listeners a week off, too, from Kevin. So it's a mutually beneficial arrangement.
But we will hear from you the week after that, and we will talk more of information and advice on your money.